The Smuggler's Secret, Agent Zyber Investigates, Book 4, written by Annabelle Sami and read by Xenia Starr.
Zyber, look! I can't talk right now, Poppy. I'm on the verge of a great discovery.
Zyber kept her gaze firmly fixed on the pieces of broken pottery in front of her as she searched for the last piece. As a successful detective, she knew it was important to be patient and methodical.
But Zyber, look at this!
Poppy held up a cape of rainbow colours.
I finished!
Zyber turned to her best friend, who was sitting at the table next to her. The two of them were in their classroom, though it was now well after school hours. They were at their new favourite after-school activity, History Club. Every member of the club had been given a project to recreate something from the past. Poppy had chosen the history of fashion and immediately set to the task, channeling her love of clothes. She'd reworked some old items from her wardrobe into a 1970s rock star cape with big, multicoloured stripes and a high sequined collar. It looked spot on. Zyber was very impressed. With all the sequins and lycra, it had taken Poppy ages to transform her old clothes into something worthy of a rock star.
Wow, Poppy, you're a genius. How did you make that? Lots of hard work. And watching YouTube videos of some old TV show called Top of the Pops.
Poppy's face gleamed with pride.
I had to get the style exactly right. It's called glam rock. All the glam rock stars in the 1970s had big hair, platform shoes, and these bright costumes. I wish I could wear it, but it's a little small for me. I need a shorter model.
Poppy glanced hopefully at Zyber's younger brother, Ali, who was sitting across from her at a large desk, studying a massive book with dusty pages.
Ali?
She held up the cape, glittering with sequins.
I really think this would suit you.
Ali didn't even look up.
Not likely.
Zyber and Poppy laughed. One of the benefits of the younger years being allowed to join History Club was that they could occasionally tease Ali. And as their teacher, Ms. Talbot, said,
people of all ages can appreciate the past.
Poppy peered at Zyber's project. While Ali had chosen to study Ada Lovelace,
basically the first computer programmer,
Zyber had chosen teapots. She scratched her head.
Remind me again why you picked this for your project, Zyber.